You're listening to the Cold War Podcast, Spies, Espionage, Cloak and Dagger, and World Domination.
Thank you, patrons, for your consistent support. You are the reason that we keep creating www.patreon.com/MPIR, empowering a new generation of old-time radio content. Pledge your support today, www.patreon.com/MPIR.
October 1940. Suddenly peace was abroad. From overseas, the agony of the innocent massacred was rising, darkening the light of the world, making a mockery out of the wily stratagems of temporal political alliances. To me, the issue became a simple one: freedom. I wrote a play, and the distinguished actor Raymond Massey said, "Yes, of course I'll do it anywhere, anytime." But the radio network said, "Sorry, we're not at war. We have no enemy. We still do business with all customers." So Mr. Massey and I flew to New York from California, pounded on tables until the microphones were given us in small surrender.
Every Man's Theater, written especially for radio by Arch Obler. Tonight, our star is the celebrated actor of stage and screen, Mr. Raymond Massey, in an adventure of our times, This Precious Freedom, the second of an exciting series of plays, especially written for radio, and brought to you each Friday at this time and over this station by Oxydol. And now, Mr. Obler, to tell you more about tonight's program in Every Man's Theater.
This is a fictional story, a play about a tomorrow which had never happened here.
Morgan?
Yes, sir?
Can't you make this crate of mine go faster?
Sorry, Mr. Stevenson. We're bucking a pretty stiff headwind.
Come now, don't tell me the heavens are conspiring to keep me from getting back to work. Open her up, Morgan. I've had enough vacation.
Yes, sir.
That's better. You know, Morgan, I should think you'd be as eager to get back to the city as I am. After all, a young fellow like you, month up in the woods with nothing around but those overstuffed squaws. Well, I, for one, am going to be glad to get back in harness again. Of course, I'm not going to admit that to Mrs. Stevenson. I talked to her for the last 10 years about cutting myself off from civilization and having a real vacation and... Morgan, what's the matter?
Oil line open. By George. All right, take it easy, Mr. Stevenson. We're okay. Just fasten your safety belt.
Well, where are you going to land?
The field ahead. Hold on. Don't be afraid.
Don't be a fool. I've been in forced landings before. All I want to do is to get down there fast. I've got to get to the city. Got to get back to my business.
Yeah, guess there's no one home, Mr. Stevenson.
No one in the fields and no one to help us. Fine end to a vacation.
I guess we'd better try to flag a ride into town.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Someone coming. Well, how do you do? We just had a forced landing out in one of your fields.
What do you want?
But I'm trying to tell you. We had a forced landing out there in your field. Could I use your telephone?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I don't see what earthly difference that makes. All I want is to use your telephone. Why, you... Morgan, did you see that? Slam the door in my face.
Yeah.
In my face, infernal fool.
Mr. Stevenson, you know, that guy was awful scared.
This is the main road, isn't it?
Well, that's what the sign says.
Then where's the traffic? We've stood here for an hour. Doesn't make sense, that, on a main road.
Hey, wait, Mr. Stevenson. Here comes a truck.
Well, about time.
If he don't stop...
We'll make him stop. Driver! Driver!
Driver! Hey, driver, stop!
Driver, stop!
Stop!
Driver, my plane. I had a forced landing out here. Could you drive me into the city? Did you hear me? I'll give you $25.
Okay, jump in.
Morgan, you better stay here with the plane. I'll send someone back.
Yes, sir.
I hope you're a fast driver.
Fast enough.
Well, for a while there, I thought there weren't any trucks on the road anymore.
Not many.
But this is the main highway. Now it's practically empty. Why?
Mister, I'm just a driver.
Some sort of labor disturbance, eh?
You kidding me?
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking, mister. You are.
Look here, I've been vacationing up in the woods for weeks. I deliberately haven't read a newspaper or heard a radio in all that time. But now that I'm back, I might as well start taking it again. What's up? Well, why don't you answer me?
Mister, I'm just driving.
What is this anyway? All I want is a civil answer.
I don't know any answers, mister. You'll find them out for yourself.
$15, $20, $25. There you are.
Okay.
Well, I certainly didn't get any conversation for my money.
Are you getting off, mister?
Yes, of course. Manners certainly haven't improved while I've been away. Goodbye.
Paper, mister, paper?
Yes, of course, boys. Let me have one of each.
Huh?
I said one of each. Each newspaper.
Who are you kidding?
Say, what's come over everyone? Here, give me a Tribune, a News, Times, all of them. Well, don't stand there. I'm in a hurry.
Mister, don't you know?
Know what? What? Boy, come back here. Where are you going? Come back here. My office is still here. Door stuck. Fine business. Can't get even into my own office. Well, open up. No one in there? Door locked. Where's my key? Nice business. 11:30 and they haven't even opened the office. That's loyalty for you. Didn't expect me back so soon, I suppose. Entire office staff decide to take a vacation while... What in the... Desk. Files gone. Office empty. Where in the...
Are you looking for something, mister?
What? Regan.
Huh?
Regan.
Who are you?
Regan, don't you know me? What's going on here?
Well, Mr. Stevenson.
What's happened to my office? Where are all my things? What's going on here? Don't stand there with your mouth open. Tell me.
Dead? I thought you was dead.
What are you talking about? Everyone knew I was going on a vacation. What's happened to my things? Where are all my people? Answer me.
You don't know.
Know what? Talk words, man. What's happened to my business?
Mr. Stevenson, I can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me? You're the manager of the building. Who moved out my office? Where are all my things? Answer me.
You're hurting me.
Answer me.
You can't ask questions, Mr. Stevenson.
What?
Go home, Mr. Stevenson, please. Go home quick.
Somebody, fella?
Who?
Stand still. Friscombe Joe.
Yeah. Who in the devil...
Keep your mouth shut.
How dare you? Get out of my house.
Start walking, fella.
Walking? What do you mean?
Somebody wants to talk to you.
What are you? Police?
Sure. Start moving.
But why?
Mister, get going.
No. If you're police, where are your warrants? Yes, where are your warrants?
Here.
No, don't!
Mistake, Mr. Stevenson.
My name. You know it.
Yeah. And I used to do business with your company once. Always treated me fine.
Who are you?
Me? Oh, nobody. Just sort of clean up.
Where am I?
Well, Mr. Stevenson, there are some things I can't tell you.
Mistake. Horrible mistake. I'm John Stevenson. I'm a respectable citizen. My wife. I've got to get in touch with Jean. She'll be worried. She wasn't home.
Now, take it easy.
No,
Mr.
wait. The mayor. Yes, the mayor.
No.
He's a friend of mine.
Mr.
Got
Stevenson,
to get the telephone.
Keep
and tell
your
the mayor
down.
What's happened.
If they come in here again.
Let them come in. I've got nothing to be afraid of. I've done nothing. Come into my house without a warrant. They've got no right.
Now, Mr. Stevenson, you don't understand. Please, Mr. Stevenson.
Understand what? Tell me.
Things are different.
Different? What do you mean? What's it got to do with this? With me?
Mr. Stevenson, it's something I don't understand. Where have you been?
Been? Out of the city, in the woods. Don't waste time, man. Call up the mayor. Tell him...
But that won't do any good.
Why not? There's been a mistake.
But there's been no mistake, Mr. Stevenson. I guess maybe you're the only one in the whole country don't know about
Talk
it.
Talk sense, man.
Well, I'm trying to... I don't know exactly how to say it.
Well?
Well, first they... Well, that part of the Constitution, they threw it out.
Part of... What the devil are you talking about?
That part of the Constitution. You know about rights. Threw it out. Yeah, the way I got it figured out, when others ganged up on us, all them battleships and airplanes... Well, there wasn't much we could do now, was there? Had to sort of, well, throw in the towel.
Are you trying to tell me that while I was away, there's been an invasion?
Invasion? Well, they ain't gone all the way. I mean, just this piece of the coast.
Get out of here.
What?
You heard me. Get out. Haven't I had enough today without listening to you, you crazy old fool?
But, Mr. Stevenson...
Get out, I tell you. Listen, someone out there, get this crazy old fool out of here. If this is a jail, get me my lawyer. What am I being held here for? What are the charges? Get me my lawyer. Get me my lawyer.
So, you still insist on having a lawyer?
Certainly. If there's some criminal charge against me, I have a right to have a lawyer.
Right. What right are you talking about?
You're obviously some sort of police official. Well, let me tell you, a horrible mistake has been made. I'm no criminal. I'm John Stevenson, an ordinary businessman.
Call Mayor Alden. He'll tell you.
He'll tell us nothing. The man is of no importance.
No importance? But the mayor.
The mayor of what? The worms?
Worms?
The man is dead.
Oh.
But that, too, is of no importance. What is important to me is you and your activities.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your so-called vacation trip. Whom did you meet?
Meet? What do you...
Don't ask questions. Answer them. You've been out of the city for weeks. Suddenly you return. Where were you?
On my vacation, of course. Is there any law against that?
For the last time, don't try to be clever with me.
Once and for all, will you tell me what the charges are against me? There's been some kind of terrible mistake. All right. But tell me what the charges are. Give me a chance to clear myself.
I have wasted quite enough time with you, Mr. Stevenson.
Let me post bond. Let me call my lawyer. You've no right to keep me here. My wife, she wasn't home when I was taken away.
Yes,
she'd be worried.
Yes, of course, your wife. Have you any idea where your wife is, Mr. Stevenson?
Why, home, I suppose. Yes, she must be there now. If you'll hand me the phone.
She is not home, believe me.
Why do you say that?
All right, Sergeant.
In there.
Jean, what are you doing here? What is it? Jean, stop crying. I'm all right. There's been some crazy mistake, but... Jean, why should you cry like this? You never cry. Jean, the children, are they all right? Jean, talk to me. Stop crying and talk to me.
She knows better.
Better? What are you talking about? Jean, lift your face. What's happened? What's wrong?
Take her away.
No, she'll stay here. Jean, you tell me what this is about. Has everyone gone crazy? What? No, let go of her, you bastard!
John!
Let go of me! Bring her back here! Bring her back here! I'll kill you! I'll... Jean! Jean!
Quite calm now, eh, Mr. Stevenson? Yes, yes, I'm sure you will. We have quite a technique for calming down unreasonable people, haven't we?
You.
So you still persist in talking? So, discipline. That is the first lesson you must learn in this new state of ours. Discipline. Always discipline. It is very strange, Mr. Stevenson. You've been here now over an hour, and yet there is very little fear in your face. I wonder why. Astonishment? Yes, yes, a sort of astonished wonder in your face, as if you can't believe... Could you possibly be ignorant of the facts? This glorious new state that we are planting here. This fulfillment of the dreams some of us have had since the day we heard a voice telling us of our destiny... A dream that will come true. This will soon be our nation now, Mr. Stevenson. Ours, all of it. Your men are fighting, yes, but we will win. Wonder in your face? Yes. Sometimes I ask myself, can it be true? The wonder of it yet? No wonder of it. The plan, Mr. Stevenson, the plan, always it was there and always we followed it. We poured our propaganda in on you. Yes, we used your own weaknesses against you. We cried, let us speak, it is our right. How simple it was to use your own rights against you. So now you have no right, Stevenson. No one has right but we, who are leaders. I was quite carried away, wasn't I? I must not forget to let you speak. We want to know many things. Every detail of your airplane trip... Whom you saw, which of our enemies are hiding up there where you were. I warn you, answer quickly, Stevenson. Who were your friends? Which of our enemies did you meet? Who were your friends? Whom did you meet? Where did you go? Whom did you meet? Where did you go?
Put him here.
Yeah. Dead yet?
No, not yet.
Dead yet? No, not yet. Who said that? I can't see. All mixed up. Vacation.
enemies of the state. Airplane. I don't know. All mixed up. No. Got to stop. Got to think. Oh, pain. No. Got to think things out. What's happened to me? What?
Our glorious new state.
We who are the leaders.
This will be our nation soon.
Voices in my head. All mixed up. Think things out. I've got to go crazy. From the start. Yes, from the start. Vacation. Coming back from my vacation. Landed plane.
Go away.
Yes, that farmer.
That guy was awful scared. Awful scared.
Yes, Morgan, you said that.
I don't know any answers. You'll find them out for yourself.
Yes, truck driver.
Mister, don't you know?
Yes, newsboy, he too.
You can't ask questions, Mr. Stevens.
Things are different.
You can't ask questions,
Mr. Stevens.
Yes, they said that. Everyone said that. Everyone talking to me, trying to tell me. I didn't know. I don't know.
This will soon be our nation.
It isn't true. No. It's all in my head. Jean, where are you? Jean, where are the children? Jean. Did I just cry out? Cry out? Why should I cry out? My name is John Stevenson. I have a business in the Central Building. I have a house in Arcade Street. I have a wife, two children, a boy and a girl. We have a good life. A good life.
Is he dead?
Not yet.
Dead?
Why do I keep thinking that? Who said it to me?
Dead?
Yes. I know. I remember. Going to kill me. I'm an enemy of the state.
Our glorious new state.
But it's so funny. John Stevenson, 832 Arcade Street, enemy of the state. I went on a vacation. I came home, and I'm an enemy of the state. Yes, my wife, the children, that's what he said. Everyone, enemies of the new state. Now, it's madness. I'm me. I can do what I want. I can get up out of here. Yes, I will get out of here. And John Stevenson, you hurt me. Blood. No, I will get out of here. You can't accuse me and not give me a trial. You can't come into my house. You can't take away my business. I'm a free man. I'm an American.
This will be our nation soon. Ours.
How could that be?
Seeing as we weren't ready, there wasn't much we could do now, was there?
Let's mind our own business. Nothing to do with us.
Who said that?
Let's mind our own business. Nothing to do with us.
I remember. I said that. Yes. All the time. I said that.
Men have no rights.
None of my business.
We spit on freedom.
None of my business.
Fight is right.
None of my business.
Our leader, our people, our world.
None of my business. How could I? Why did I?
Don't antagonize
them. We'll have to do business with them.
Let them talk. Mind our own business.
Don't antagonize them.
We'll
have to do business.
All the things I said.
Seeing as we weren't ready, there wasn't much we could do now, was there?
Our glorious new state!
Dead yet? He will be. Dead yet? He will be.
I do understand now.
He will be.
I wanted everything, and I didn't want to risk anything to keep what I had. What I had. What I had.
Your home is your kingdom.
Your own God is your God.
Say what you want to say.
Write what you want to write.
Trial by jury.
Sanctity of person.
Due process of law.
What I had.
John!
Gee, is that you? No, in my head. So dark. There's blood in my... So dark.
Dead yet? He will be. Dead yet? He will be.
Gene. I'll tell you something very funny. I'm not afraid to die. No. I'm afraid to go on living. If all this isn't really a dream, bad dream, then I don't want to go on living. Everywhere I'd turn, they'd be there.
Shut your mouth.
You can't do that.
Come with us.
We accuse you.
Shut your mouth.
Give us that.
Keep moving.
Attention.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
No. I can't live with that. All my life, I lived with freedom. Jean, we didn't know it was freedom, did we? Living in our house, a good life, our neighbors, not hating anybody, and driving in the country with the kids wherever we wanted to go, and feeling sure of the future for the kids because whatever was wrong here, we ourselves could fix with work and with our votes and with what we knew was right in our hearts. I never said, this is freedom. But it was. It was. When they talked to me about losing it, I said, don't be fools. No one will take it from us. I thought freedom was like the air, always with me as long as I lived. I thought I didn't have to do anything about it. Jean, I was wrong. I got the words now to say it. What I had wasn't a gift. It was a victory. And I can't live without it. Do you hear me out there? I won't live without it. To say what I think is right. To do what I think is right. That's the only life I want. It is life. I'll live for it. I'll fight for it. This precious freedom.
This is Arch Obler. May I present the leading actor of our play tonight, Mr. Raymond Massey.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this. At the opening of tonight's drama, Arch Obler said, this is a play of a tomorrow which should never happen. I know all of you agree with me that this kind of a tomorrow must never happen. And it can never happen. As long as we all dedicate ourselves to live for the freedom of our fathers and the future freedom of our children.
Every Man's Theater, written especially for radio by Arch Obler.